Scott, what advice do you have for people who'd like to dine out on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I think a lot more people, I'm getting a lot of inquiries this year from people who are going to go to a restaurant for the first time for Thanksgiving. Of course, you think about Thanksgiving, you think about people around their dining room table, you know, Norman Rockwell over in the corner painting them.
Right.
You know, the whole put the roast turkey down on the dining room table. People just don't want to put up with all that trouble, so they figure they'll go out to eat at a restaurant. Well, there are a lot of things that you have to think about.
Let's break it down then. Let's say I want to go out and have Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant. What's the first thing I do?
Number one is that you really need to get your reservation in early to the restaurant that you want to go to, because not all the restaurants are open. Big surprise. A lot of people want to spend Thanksgiving with their own families, and so a lot of restaurants are closed.
Sure.
So there's just a handful of restaurants that will be open, and a lot of people that it will be competing for those seats. Now, let's say your favorite restaurant you find is open for Thanksgiving Day, and you make a reservation. You get there. They may not have the same menu that they always offer. They may be doing a special menu, a Thanksgiving Day menu, maybe turkey.
That makes sense.
It does. But people might be surprised to find that. And they might be surprised to find that a restaurant that is full service restaurant for that day is doing a makeshift buffet. It could happen.
What other surprise holiday changes could diners be in for?
They may find that there's a set price. It's not an a la carte menu. It's a set price for a multi-course meal. So you want to find these things out before you go. You don't want to be surprised by it. You're going to go in and probably have the full complement, just as you'd probably stuff yourself silly, just as you would at home. But it's you know, you need to know what you're going to be facing, whether it's going to be all you can eat buffet, whether it's going to be table d'hote prefix, or order off the menu a la carte. And it's very possible that the restaurant will also offer, even if they're offering a special menu, they may also offer their regular menu. So just find it out before you go.
Scott, can you recommend some restaurants that are serving Thanksgiving this year?
Usually the hotels are a good bet. So if you have a hotel whose food that you like, now it may not be the restaurant that you like inside the hotel. It may be set up in one of their banquet rooms. But the hotels are a good choice. Rosen Hotels always do a nice job, so I can recommend those. Shingle Creek, the Rosen Center, all of those. Biche down at the Portofino Bay is offering, so it'll probably have a nice little Italian twist to it. Seasons 52 in Altamont is open this year, and I think I remember seeing it. It's a set menu, but it's a pretty good price. I think it's under $30, which I think for a set menu is pretty good. Mitchell's Fish Market in Winter Park Village and the 310 restaurants, 310 Park Avenue and 310 Lakeside, are also open.
Excellent. What's a good wine pairing for turkey for Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's whatever you like, but I like a nice Zinfandel if you're going for a red wine. Gewürztraminer, if you like a white wine. It's got a little bit of spice in it there that can handle the fat of the turkey. So Zinfandel or Gewürztraminer.
That sounds pretty good.
Classic pairings.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.